Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have some tragedy to share with you today that in terms of an awesome man of God just passed away, Dr. Miles Monroe and his family, his wife and his daughter, his wife Ruth and his daughter Carissa, I believe, died in a plane crash as they were landing in the Bahamas. They were just, in fact, they're just having a conference, and he won't be at his conference. And it's a loss to the body of Christ, to the kingdom. Dr. Miles Monroe was 60 years old, international speaker, government consultant, a true kingdom man. You know, I personally, you know, when I got saved, one of the very first books I've ever read, I believe it was the first book I read, was a book that he wrote called Understanding Your Potential. And that book ruined my life. It ruined it? In a great way. It ruined my life to the point where, you know, I was lost. I was away from God, and I had no idea. I knew nothing really about God. And understanding that you know, God was put all this potential on the inside of me, that God could use me at one day, it never dawned my mind. And I was a college student at the time, and since then I've read several books that Dr. I have a book on fatherhood that he wrote, that my now 14-year-old son, when he was a baby, cut his teeth on that book, and I still have it. But you know, one of the things that he is well known in his ministry for was kingdom. I mean, he understood the kingdom of God, and he had a call to turn every follower into a leader. And he wanted to impart leadership and vision to many disciples. Their ministry was based in the Bahamas, Bahama Faith Ministries International, and he's traveled the world preaching the good news, authored over 69 books, co-authored 100 books, and his books, some of them may be thin, but believe me, they're meaty. And just a loss, really, to the kingdom and to the body of Christ. He's going to be missed, no doubt. And we ask that you pray for the family. We pray that you pray for Bahamas Faith Ministries International, the church that gathers there. He was a transformational leader. And I was talking to someone actually on the way into the studio today, and I was just talking about Dr. Miles Monroe and his life. And, you know, the more I live and the more I interact with people that are living for Jesus, man, and they're going on the stretch, the more that I believe God is stirring even my heart, the importance of honor. You know, when someone has an anointing on their life, when somebody carries something, it just doesn't happen. You know, it just doesn't happen, that it's because of their time with God. It's because they were willing to go maybe first, deeper, or longer, and made themselves available to God, that now they're maybe leading a ministry or a church or a fellowship, and they contribute to the body of Christ. And oftentimes when someone passes away, we think about the void that will be in maybe an organization or a family. But when we think about that void being lost, what are we really thinking about? You know, are we thinking about, oh, just the fun times? Are we just thinking about, you know, what they contributed maybe to the, you know, the family in terms of finances or something? Or, you know, but is there a void of character? Is there a void of leadership? Is there a void of revelatory truth? You know, those are the things that you really, is there a void of love? You know what I'm saying? When someone is gone and you say there's a void, what is that void? Is it just frivolous stuff of just fun memories? Or is it things that you can really kind of sink your teeth in and say, wow? You know, and Dr. Miles Monroe was one of those individuals, but it causes me to really think about those that I'm in contact with, those that I know personally, and really, I think it's a good thing for the body of Christ to really start to get that on the inside of them. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a generation that does not understand honor. They right. don't understand kingdom. They don't understand giftings. And, you know, if you have a gift, you know, you honor God with the gift, you serve others with the gift, and that gift becomes a blessing to the body of Christ. But when mm-hmm. that person passes away, that gift that that person was faithful to steward, that they were faithful to go to God in and grow in and fan into flame, now that gift is gone. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've seen here in recent days with the passing of Steve Hill, who was 60, Dr. Miles Monroe was 60, young men.
Yeah.
They've passed away. It's time for the next generation of leaders, the next generation to step up and mm-hmm. say, those that have gone before us have run their race. They've been faithful in their generation. And now we can continue the forward advancement of the kingdom. We are upon some of the greatest days mm-hmm. that the church has ever seen in throughout history. We are on the verge of this. And just before something great like this happens, there's a lot of things that begin to start shaking and rattling in the spiritual realm. There's things that occur. And we want to remind you not to lose focus today, not to be distracted by the shiny objects. We're going to be talking today about heaven. We're going to be talking about the reality that life is but a vapor. It's a mist, James says. It's here today. And, you know, it's gone. And, you know, something that I talk about, death, I think, often, and it's not to be morbid or to be sad or to bring anyone in a state of depression, but I think I talk about it quite often because it helps to awaken people mm-hmm. to the precious gift that we have called life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so precious. It is so, it's so wonderful when we're using it for the right reasons.
Right.
When we're squeezing life out mm-hmm. in terms of glorifying the Lord. And today, many people are living like they're going to live forever. And they are, but that like there are no consequences. That they can just come and go and do and act. And let me tell you, there's consequences in life. It matters how you live. It matters what happens. And so we look at Dr. Miles Monroe and we say, wow, he lived a life. Mm-hmm. that glorified God, and now he's gone. Think of what he's left behind. I believe that when we leave this earth, we should leave some sort of spiritual legacy. We mm-hmm. should leave a deposit behind mm-hmm. that will others to build on, others continue to grow. And in fact, it's one of the things that he wrote in his book, Understanding Your Potential. I actually wrote another book called Releasing Your Potential. And one of the things that he wrote about was that the cemeteries today are filled today with untapped potential. That God put so much in the seed of man. There was a seed inside every man to do extraordinary things for God, to reach the maximum potential in their life. Mm-hmm. And many people are sitting in prisons today. They're sitting in they're in their graves, and they've never tapped into the greatness that God put on the inside of them. And the greatness that God puts on the inside of you, inside of me, inside of all of us, is not for us. The greatness that God puts inside of you is so that you can grow and there's fruit in your life that would bless the nations. It's for others to come and pick the fruit off of your life. I want to encourage you today to look with a different perspective, the people that are in your life. Look at your the pastor in your local church. Look at the leaders in your life that you know serve God, and recognize the anointing on their life. Recognize what God has done in their life and what they contribute to the kingdom of God. You know, what would happen when we get around our leaders and really begin to pray? Mm-hmm. You know, Timothy tells us that it's wise, it's our, to our benefit to pray for leaders that it will go well with you. Mm-hmm. And how many people, how many believers today are really praying for their leaders? They're really praying for them. And we have governmental leaders. I've seen more people talk negatively about mm-hmm. our president without not a prayer. not a prayer. You know, governmental leaders are there. They're servants to do what's right. But it's not our position to criticize them. We may not agree with certain policies. We may not agree with strategies. We may not agree with laws that come from maybe their administration or their governance. But as an individual, they have a soul. As an individual, they are valuable to God. And someone who's in leadership, that means that they have been given authority and they have the power of influence. And their authority and the decisions that they make not just affect themselves, but they affect a multitude of people, any leader. So the maybe the higher the office or the greater the responsibility, the greater the influence. So government leaders obviously have a large influence. We want to pray for them. You think about our church leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They have an enormous impact. You know, and one thing that really gets to me, I read Jim Baker's book, I Was Wrong, and I wept during that book. Mm-hmm. I wept reading it. And you know, he wrote his life story and some of the things that happened in his life, but I was appalled at some of the things that were written. People wrote about Jim Baker, attacking him personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't attack people, and I wonder, like, did we pray for him? Did we cover him? I want to encourage you to cover church leaders, especially those that are pouring into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them earnestly. Don't speak your will over them. Speak God's blessing over them. You know, what we do in the kingdom of God and our way of living and going on the front lines, it's a real battle.
Yeah.
You're confronting spiritual darkness. And you need air cover. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about the importance of praying for leaders, the importance of honoring a life dedicated to God, and we're going to talk about the hope that we have. Every person, if you're still alive, you have the hope of heaven. We're talking about the passing of Dr. Miles Monroe, international speaker, minister, government consultant, trainers of leaders, motivational speaker. I mean, an awesome man of God who leaves a long legacy and a kingdom man. He understood the kingdom of God. And that's what we've been talking about here in the last several weeks, about the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. And he will be missed, but I think about the legacy that he leaves behind.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all challenged just as we were talking about, you know, the importance of yes, we look forward to the day of being in heaven, but earth should be changed. Earth should be affected by your life. God allowed you and allows you now to live on this earth. That's a gift. What are you doing to transform life around you? You can't do it unless God, if you're a believer, you can begin to bring transformation. And transformation first happens when God transforms your heart and your life. And now you can become an agent of transformation. You can begin by transforming your family, helping to, of course, empowered by the Holy Spirit. But you can be an agent of change, and person that comes in because you represent the King and His kingdom. You can begin to speaking life into a situation, hope into a situation. God can bring you to a place of influence where now your words are not empty words, but your words are life, and they help to bring people to a place of change, a place where they acknowledge Jesus as Lord, and the Holy Spirit begins to work a transformation in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times we will walk through life, and yeah, we will affect it. We will affect situations, but are we affecting it the good way?
Right.
You know, are we leaving destruction behind in our paths? Are we?
What's our wake look like?
Yeah, what does the wake look like?
Every
boat has a wake, and a wake is this: what you see in the behind the boat, kind of a V shape, if you will, and it tells you where the boat has been, and it has two sides, and your life is just like that. There's a wake as you're going through life. It represents your integrity, how you treated others, and how you live life. Then what did you do? Did you honor God? Were you? Did you have integrity? Did you do what you say you were supposed to do, that you said you were going to do.
Yeah, thinking about this, like what you're saying, as far as a man with such a kingdom legacy lived behind, like I think about, like you're saying before, like that void in our passing. It's like when you look at a life that's lived, it's like, what are you leaving behind? Mm-hmm. And it makes me think of Proverbs 13:22, and it says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And so often it's like you look at it and it's like we think about worldly wealth, but just like what you're saying, the greatest thing that we can live is that life that someone can look at is, what does it mean to be a man or a woman of godly character?
Yeah.
A man or a woman that's just that love, that wisdom, that guidance. And it's just like when you see that, it's just like you can't help but just recognize that we need to honor that.
What are we valuing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, today there's so much value placed on things and stuff and money. And when you think of an inheritance, the first thing that people think about. But let me tell you something. What about a spiritual inheritance?
Right.
What like you're saying, what are you leaving behind in your life that your family can continue, you know, to live on? The family of God can continue to feed on because you left something of rich spiritual significance. And, you know, life is but a vapor. We're here just a little while, just a little while. And then we will, you know, enter into another phase of our life. We'll enter, you know, into eternity.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.